Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to do today. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Kiss the baby at 1. LeSean McCoy will join the show. Backs for Barkley as we make the push for an MVP. A lot to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to let everybody know my soap-making skills are starting to come together a little
bit. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Starting to come together.
So when are you going to have a full bar? How's this going to work out?
Well, I made some last night. So what I have to do now, I have to get like the base. You have to grind it up a little bit. Mm. When you grind it up a little bit, it melts better. So I've learned, you know, that's the case. You
gotta
little bit of water in there, too.
So you say, it sounds like you've evolved a little bit.
Yeah,
you've
become, I'm getting better.
You've become a better soap maker than maybe you were 8-10 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think something similar could be said for Nick Sirianni. He's evolved here into a better head coach.
It's all about evolution, man.
It is. It's about growing.
It's all about growth.
I agree with that, Hugh. And I think it's also growth for us as a fan base to say things, new information, new opinions. I mean, that's part of being a fan, right? You think something, and then you could change your mind if things change. And I have to admit that my mind has changed overall on Nick Sirianni because of what he's doing.
About
here.
What?
Well,
you don't want to fire him no more?
I do not. Not today.
Okay.
8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, whatever it was, I was saying this guy wasn't a good NFL head coach, and I said he was below average. Well, that's obviously not fair, not true. He's better than that. He's shown it over years, but he's shown it over this year. And Hugh, it's hard not to look. I mean, I know, you know, we'll hear a clip here in a second, but someone talking about legendary status. But I recognize he's off to a quality start in his NFL career. He is 44-19 now. They're currently riding an 8-game winning streak. He started 10-2 in 3 straight years. These are all facts. These are all things. And I give Nick credit for evolving here. And I'm willing to say today, and you know, we'll see how far everyone's going to take it today. We'll see how far you'll take it and Kyle will take it. But I'm willing to say Nick Sirianni's a good coach. You guys got it out of me, all right? Nick Sirianni is doing quite a good job this year. But Nick Sirianni, Hugh, is a good coach. And I think we have to come together with that because this has been a good job he's done. Hugh, where are you at right now? 8 straight wins on Sirianni. How far are you willing to go in his level of coaching? I'll say he's a good coach.
I would go very good coach.
Okay.
And, you know, I know we're going to talk about this, but I need a little bit of time because I need to pontificate.
You going to cook?
On this one a little bit,
soap,
man.
Cooking because, or
yeah,
coach
well,
cooking?
Yeah, well, coach cooking.
Okay.
Because I feel, when I think of Coach Sirianni, I mean, I don't get my music because I'm about to let it go. I was thinking more like soft melancholy type music.
It's a sermon.
So then he comes with the rocky music. But anyway, let me say this. Because I feel like with Coach Sirianni, he's learned from his mistakes. He's a guy that looked at the way that he was doing things and realized that it didn't work. So he went back to the drawing board during that bye week. And he had a collective, a brain trust, if you will, that got together, Joe. And they decided what was best for this football team. You know what's funny? It's something about this music that makes you hype when you
hear it. It does. It hits different.
It does hit different. And they decided to do what's best for the team. And that's why I give Coach Sirianni a very good coach, because he's not one of those cats that sit there and feels like his way is his way or the highway. He's open to new ideas. He's open to change. And it reminds me, that's what you need. For all those people that are in relationships right now, that's what you need to have. You have to be willing to change. And you have to be willing to support your significant other in order to have success in this relationship. And right now, Joe, that is what we're experiencing. We're experiencing success in relationships because Jalen and the coach, Coach Sirianni, they've gotten it together. And they decided to do what's best for this team and what's best for this organization. And that is to get us to Louisiana. Even if we are riding the bus with a bunch of individuals, that is going to be really weird, but it's going to be fun. And it's going to be...
You know, I just thought something.
Filthy 50 weird.
Yeah, don't do that.
It is.
It's going to be
on,
awesome.
I didn't feel the 50. It's going to be a weird, eclectic group of
it
people.
It is. That was great. That was a little sermon.
I'm fired up.
That was awesome.
No, I can't believe you just wouldn't go great, though.
It's the music, though. It's the music. No, he's really good, man. I think because a lot of times we like to live in the moment, and we're trying to put these lofty, we're making him out to be something that he hasn't accomplished a whole lot yet. He's accomplished a lot, but the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl. He's gotten us to a Super Bowl. He's gotten us in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. Haven't won a Super Bowl yet, man. You know, when I think of legendary coaches, one of the guys that I think of off the top of the list is Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. But even Andy Reid had to learn from his mistakes.
Of course he did. And it took him a long time.
It took him a long time. Nick Sirianni is probably on I don't want to say easier path, but a quicker trajectory to get to that point.
Andy had to build something from scratch. This thing had a lot of good players. This thing was kind of handed
to him. Yeah. You know, this is when you, what do they call it, when kids, you're born on third base?
Yeah.
He was born on third base. And I think that a lot of times you get penalized. He's getting penalized for that.
Well, but I think it's some of it's just reality, right? Like, there's a reason why whether it's a betting market or a show you watch, do you hear anyone calling for Nick Sirianni in the coach of the year race? No one.
No, because he's being penalized.
Yeah, but it's also the truth. Like, he's got a lot to work with here. Look, I gave him credit to start the show. I think he's a good coach. But I will, and you think he's a very good coach. But, like, I got to push back. Yesterday we have Howard on, and Howard just...
Oh, that was too much.
I mean, it's like, speaking of sermons, this little back and forth with Howard yesterday, as he tried to put Sirianni in legendary status as we sit here 4 years in with two playoff wins. Here's Howard with us yesterday.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
That's okay. So you wanted to fire the head coach who has unbelievable, legendary, that's a word
that you may not understand. Hold
but
on.
You understand.
Can we stop with the legendary stuff?
Wait a minute. He's got a career winning percentage. It's the sixth best in NFL history.
Through less than 5 years,
it doesn't matter.
Of course it does.
Wait a minute. Through five, how many years do you think John Madden coached?
I don't know. 10? 8?
Maybe 8, 9 years.
And he also won the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Nick Sirianni is a not a good coach, a very good coach. I don't call him a great coach because that takes time.
Okay.
But his numbers are legendary, you nitwit.
So by the way, because we didn't have this information handy yesterday, John Madden did coach 10 years in the NFL, and he won 103 games, 103-32. I am willing, and you guys have broken me to this point to where I'm giving him credit. He's doing a good job. He is a good coach right now. 44-19 is an excellent start to a career.
It is.
No one could dispute that.
For me, it's the body of work. Still got a lot of work to do.
And I'm not willing today to call him a great coach. I'm not willing to go there today. Not yet. Not right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Here's why we'll give him.
I like this.
As the lights go out in the building. Here's where I will go right now. I will give him credit, like you said, Hugh, for evolving. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts on Sunday after the game. And it's credit from a guy that, you remember back to the offseason, Jalen didn't want to give Nick credit for much or even give him anything for anything. He didn't want to talk about him. Here was Jalen after the game this past Sunday talking about the evolution of Nick Sirianni.
What ways do you think Nick has evolved and grown through this season?
Yeah, I just think, his approach, his patience in certain moments, and I think his ability to dive in and kind of get the real detail of things, so he can better prepare us to do what we do. I know he's very intentional with the time he spends and the situations, and he's had some moments where he wish he could have done something else, and then he has some moments where we got to help him out as well, and then we got moments where we need to learn from him all, and so it's all collaborative.
He was just in here and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion, and it's that people try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of, defends you like that?
I mean, I appreciate his intentions with it, and, I have a lot of love for coaching that. My focus is winning. My focus is winning and doing what I need to do to help this team win.
And winning is what they've done, a lot of it. 8 straight wins here. They're 10-2. I will say this morning, Nick Sirianni's a good coach. Hugh thinks he's a very good coach. Kyle, where do you come down as Nick Sirianni has certainly flipped the script on his season, the Eagles season, and maybe his career?
Legendary, Joe. Stop. No, I'm not going to say he's legendary, but I was so annoyed yesterday with the amount of people or the lack of people that wanted to admit that Nick Sirianni is doing a fantastic job this season. Like, a really, really good job this year. People don't even want to give him credit for this 8-game win streak, which I think you would even admit is going a little bit too far. Mm-hmm. But we can all take ourselves back to how it felt at the end of last year and just how disgusted we were with this Eagles team. That was awful. It was one of the most miserable times to be a Philadelphia sports fan. And the fact that we've been able to drag ourselves out of that, the way that it ended last year, even the way that it started this year, when it was 2-2 and we had people calling for his head, Nick Sirianni's gotten his team through adversity multiple times. He did it in his first year when they started 2-5 and ended up ripping off a playoff season at 9-8 with, let's be honest, average to below average quarterback play and a below average roster. That was a fantastic coaching job by Nick Sirianni. He's willing to change, right? He's not stubborn. He had the meeting with his players during the bye week. He was even willing to give play calling over to Shane Steichen in year one. And he's even, we heard this from Jalen Hurts, he's been able to make amends, or, I don't know how bad it actually was, but he's been able to have a workable relationship with a quarterback that we all, it didn't really seem like that was going to be the case at all. And this team loves playing for Nick Sirianni. So, I get that you don't want to go as far as to say He's great. I think you should at the very least say he's very good and at least say he's doing a great job this season. I just, it feels like we're setting the bar way too high for this guy right now. Like all of a sudden now he has to win the Super Bowl for you, for even somebody to relent that he's doing a really good job or that he's a great coach. Like how about 4 years in a row of making the postseason?
That's very good.
But he shouldn't get knocked for how talented the roster is. I mean, great coaches that have great seasons, guess what? They have great rosters. Bill Belichick's had terrible seasons.
But expectations
with bad rosters
dictate how we talk. I mean,
I understand that, but we can be a little more realistic about it, right?
Well,
like, we can look at it for what it is. Like, we've seen Belichick have terrible seasons with terrible rosters. Like, he shouldn't be expected to make chicken salad, to use another Howard one, out of chicken you-know-what
no,
all the time, right?
But this is filet mignon he's got here.
Of course, right, but why is that a knock on him?
It's not, but it's just, it's hard for me to it's hard for me to get to great until he does something
Well, it was easy for you to go to bad when they lost six out of the last seven with a lot of the same talent on the offense, right? And there was a lot of talent on the defense. So if it was so easy to go that far with him not performing with that good of a roster, then it should be just as easy for you to go that far and say he's doing a great job with the roster he has right now.
All right,
some of that's hard for folks.
It is. 215-592. I mean, this is growth. I've already said he's a good coach. I mean, how far do you want me to go? I got Hugh saying very good. I got Howard comparing him to John Madden yesterday.
His numbers are legendary.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
In about four-year span?
Stop.
5 year span?
215-592-9494. I don't think it's a lot to ask that I wait one more month. A month from now, right in the middle of January, they're about to play the playoffs. A month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks from now, if they're in the NFC Championship game, his resume is remarkable then, through 4 years. A Super Bowl trip, another trip to a title game. You know, but I got to see him get there first. I got to see this thing to the finish line. Last year, and I don't think it's going to happen again, last year they were 10-1. Let's not pretend they weren't. And then they fell apart. This team is better. They're better built. I don't think it's going to happen. They're going to be
playing out of his
mind. I'd be shocked if they're not in the postseason and hosting a playoff game a month from now. But we got to finish the race here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's see how far people are willing to go today. Are you willing to say, are you ready to say that Nick Sirianni is a great coach? I will say good. Hugh's saying very good. I'm not going to the greater legendary status yet. I mean, come on. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Throwing Flowers Tuesday, man.
It is. That's what day it is here on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Better than slinging arrows.
Well, they're winning, so it's not many arrows
no
to
arrows sling.
Yeah.
Hugh, I'd rather sling the arrows. But this clearly got to be a Kyle day. But, you know, I don't know. Hey, Hugh,
yes.
First off, great job rising to the occasion of the Rocky song.
It's a weird song because it gets you hype. It gets you really hype.
You know what? Before a playoff game, we might have to do every segment of the show with the Rocky music for one of us. Like, just like the whole day. I mean, it feels like just a hype day. Go ahead, Chris.
Just makes everything better.
Yep.
Guys, before I get into this Nick thing, I got two ideas for you from yesterday's thing. So I got two names for you guys to ponder. Kids of Chaos, Kids with a Z, and then Department of Defense for our defensive nicknames. So
I'm going to write both those. I'm going to start writing all these down because we need a nickname here. Did you ask Cooper last time what the nickname should be?
You know what? I completely forgot because we got off to talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about the nickname.
Well, he's a popular
Remember
guy right now.
Remember the show, Hugh. You're the day guy. You got to keep
going. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot completely about the show.
Yeah,
I did.
That's a bad job.
Guys, so listen, I'm not throwing flowers at Nick, all right? If that's today's day, I'm not doing it. Nope, not going to do it. If I'm going to throw anything at him, today I'm going to throw wilted weeds at him and not that kind of plant, Hugh. But, you know, listen, he's 2-3 in the postseason. I said this yesterday. You know, maybe people think he's the next Andy Reid and we don't appreciate him. I don't care. Okay, I think it's closer to Gabe Kapler. But I will say this to Nick. If Nick gets us to the Super Bowl, I'll throw flowers at him the entire bus ride down. I'll even throw this out there. I will go I'll sit babyface next to Hugh the entire ride down. I'll share
it. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
I'll shave the goatee. I haven't done that in about 20 years. But I will do that if they go to the Super Bowl, and I will eat crow the entire way down. So. But I feel pretty confident in that. Kyle and I also have a side bet going on here. I don't think he's getting extended. I don't think he's getting a contract. And I'm pretty set in my ways. And, Hugh, you know, yesterday you were may have been all alone dying up on that hill. I saw you up there. I see you up on that hill all alone fighting. I fork is sticking out your back.
I got
back,
like five
right?
more weeks, dog. I got 5 weeks.
Yeah, you got a little bit of, you know, I still see you moving. I still think there may be some cardiovascular spasms, but, you know,
it's a wrap.
I'm on the other hill. I'm saying I'm not extending Nick, and I'm not throwing flowers at Nick yet. So no flowers today, man.
You got it, Chris. All right, so Chris is stuck in his way, stuck in his camp, mm-hmm. not willing to give Sirianni, you know, any more movement or credit. I do think Rob is, I think it's pretty clear we're trending towards him getting a contract extension.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, Spike threw it out last week that he would do it last week. I saw Jeff McClain write about it in the Inquirer yesterday. Do I think a contract extension is coming today? I don't. I think the Eagles will wait till after the season.
Chris is going to lose that bet, though.
I think you're probably right. What's the most reasonable and likely outcome? They make it to the NFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm.
If they do that, he's going to be extended. I'd be very surprised if they win two playoff games and he's not extended.
Yeah, you got to run it back.
Also could just bring it back without an extension. Then he's a lame duck. That's also possible.
But the one thing the Eagles have done a great job of is not letting off-the-field stuff become the story. So I feel like going into the season, it all depends on how the season ends. Going into that, they don't want that to be the story. You know, when you think about PR is important.
Of course.
PR is important. And you look at right now, regardless if you want to give him credit or not, you got the hottest, you got probably the best player on the planet, the hottest player in the game right now, running, toting the rock, and this groundswell is starting to build up as far as this MVP thing is going for Saquon Barkley. So I feel like if they go deep, and I'm not just saying that because I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm on a thread with some friends of mine, and they're big Detroit fans, and I'm telling them, like, my daughter up there, she's talking about how well the Lions playing. I'm like, hey, I mean, I'm not just saying this because I play for the Eagles, but boy, the storm coming. If it plays out the way that we want to play it out, I'm starting to get to the point now where I feel like it doesn't matter who has the number one seed.
Ooh, I think it matters.
I mean, I hear you. And I respect that because you're talking about the respite and not having to play that extra game and all that stuff.
And the home field.
Yeah, all that. But I feel like it don't matter because this team is on a mission. I equate it to that year the Giants went on the road. They were like, they barely got into the playoffs. And I remember they played a game in Tampa. I forgot where it was at, but they were on the road every week because they were the lower seed in every game that they played in. And they won every one of those games because that defense traveled well. It kind of feels like this might be the case for this team.
Well, they have the cut. Well, they're 6-1. Well, they're 5-1 on the road. Maybe 6-1 now.
Because only one has lost is Tampa.
Only one. Right. And they won the neutral game in Brazil. Right. But that's kind of like a road game. So, yeah, I mean, look, they've been a very good team away from Philadelphia. There's no question. Mal's in Philly. Hey, Mal.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on? What's up, buddy?
It's funny how it switches on the radio to y'all voices, like back to the call. That's just crazy.
Well, you're part of the show. No, that's why you're part of it.
I love it. So look, right, I think that Nick is a good coach, very good coach. I wouldn't say great yet. I heard the last call talk about his playoff record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I get it. The first loss was against a red-hot Tampa Bay team who went on to win the Super Bowl, right? Okay. Next year, what do? We went on to go to the Super Bowl. The year after that, the team fell apart, and that's part of the reason why we lost, and we didn't have A.J. Brown. So I'm not putting that all on Nick. I mean, look at the circumstances. When the team is flowing and the team is doing good and doing what we're supposed to do, he wins in the playoffs.
So, Mel, I agree. A couple things, then I'll let you finish. One, just one quick thing. That Tampa Bay was coming off the Super Bowl. They actually lost the next week to the Rams. Like when we lost to the Bucs 3 years ago, Bucs team didn't win it. They lost to the Rams the next week. Rams went to the Super Bowl and won it. But, Mel, you're right. Like, they haven't lost as a favorite in the playoffs, right? It hasn't been a disaster. They haven't won as in – actually, they did lose as a favorite in the Super Bowl. But what I mean is the two other losses to Tampa, they were underdogs in the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not shocking losses. I wouldn't call them terrible losses. They just lost. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, not terrible. But, you know, it was just circumstantial, you know. And it's funny. It's funny how the offense for the Eagles is playing how we thought the defense would play, and the defense is playing how we thought the offense would play. We thought the offense would come out, you know, striking, and the defense would have to kind of adjust. And, you know, if they made some good plays, then we'd be satisfied. But the defense is looking exceptional, very exceptional.
It sounds to me like they're a necessity. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Mal, a good phone call there. Sounds like that defense has become a necessity on this football team.
Why does it always come back to me?
I mean,
that always kind of all roads lead back to, when you talk about the defense.
Well, that's your
every
take.
Time anybody says something about defense now, everybody turns and looks at me.
What happens anytime somebody mentions Trey Turner? Who does it go back to? Joe?
It does. Trey Turner. Oh, you're talking about
Like, well, it's the opposite. Like, whenever Trey hits a home run, it's like, Julio's a moron.
I don't know why.
And then when he has five errors, crickets.
When you said Trey Turner, why I'm over here thinking Tyrese Maxey?
It's become your brand. You're against defense. And
I'm
now
not
every
against
time,
defense.
Yeah, you are.
I speak facts.
You're anti-defense.
No.
I speak facts.
That's not true.
Facts?
And nobody wanted to hear it. Now the defense is playing well. Now everybody's like, well, how about that defense? Y'all weren't saying that a year ago when I got here.
Well, they should.
2 years
ago. No,
y'all wasn't. Y'all weren't saying that when they
I
were
said it to you every day.
26 ranked defense. Nobody was saying that to me then.
Yes, they were.
Y'all like y'all trying to make me feel bad.
We
feel bad
because we had the 26 ranked defense.
I am so comfortable on this here.
Oh my goodness,
you're so comfortable.
You barely have a pulse.
5 weeks.
Can we get
you're more stubborn than the anti-Sirianni people?
I know you are. And I love how you. I love how you think there are.
I just moved the line a little bit.
I like how you think there are facts on WIP. There's no facts on this station. It's all nonsense. 215-599. 92-94-94. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls. Are you willing to say Nick Sirianni's a great coach? I'm not going there just yet. I will say he's good. He's certainly transformed his career this season, all of that. Plus, we'll take you inside the locker room last night. Nick Sirianni's message to the team. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.